Welcome to Psyched Up, a show that provides both answers and solutions to the most pressing psychological issues and problems in the field of psychology today. Psyched Up, where each new show will feature expert guests tackling the most pertinent problems in the field of mental health, is brought to you by the Suffolk County Psychological Association, which has been serving the public for over 50 years. Psyched Up, psychology at its best. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, and welcome back to Psyched Up. I'm Dr. Richard Lesberg, your host for today's show. On today's show, we will be talking about infertility, a condition which affects millions of Americans, and it can have devastating effects on the emotional lives of both men and women, as well as couples. And here to talk to us about this subject is Dr. Marlene Kasman. First, a bit about our guest. Dr. Marlene Kasman is a clinical psychologist who has been in private practice for 39 years. She is in practice in East Northport, where she works with individuals, groups, and couples. Dr. Kasman is a past president of the Suffolk County Psychological Association and is currently a member of the SCPA Ethics Committee. She is also the treasurer of the Northeast Psychological Associates. Dr. Kasman was a supervisor at the Peterson Craig Center in Huntington for many years, where she served as the coordinator of the Eating Disorders Program and director of externships. Dr. Kasman has been appointed to faculty positions at the doctoral psychology programs of LIU, CW Poets, St. John's University, and Pace University. Dr. Kasman received her doctorate degree in clinical psychology from the Dirner Institute of Advanced Psychological Services. She has also earned postdoctoral certificates in psychotherapy and psychoanalysis and group psychotherapy from the Dirner Institute at Delphi University. Welcome, Dr. Marlene Kasman, to Psyched Up.
Hello there, Richard.
Glad to have you on. As I said to the audience, as you were in my introduction, we're going to be talking about infertility today. And what is the mind-body connection in infertility?
Well, the mind has a powerful impact on the functioning of the body. Research has shown that helping women gain control of their emotional health and of their lives is a very important factor in the medical treatment of infertility. In fact, there have been studies of women with no diagnosed medical problems who were unable to conceive, and they found that they became pregnant as they resolved their emotional issues and they strengthened their marital relationship. We've also observed that an infertile couple's likelihood of becoming pregnant seems to increase as they learn to manage or to reduce their stress and to empower themselves.
So basically, a lot of it, or some of it per se, lies in the quality of the relationship of the couple and each individual. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel that, you know, do men and women, we talked about the couple, and obviously we're assuming men and women for this particular show, or part of the show anyway. Do men and women deal with infertility issues the same way, or do they deal with them differently? What have been your observations?
I think they deal with them very differently. First of all, most women still expect to have a baby someday, and then when that doesn't happen as planned, they may feel defective, they may be angry at themselves, or even blame themselves. Whereas for a man, his identity is less involved with fatherhood, so infertility for him will be more an issue of self-image or sexuality, or maybe sadness over loss of a genetic link. Also, infertility will infect a woman's sense of her own well-being, and she'll feel vulnerable and helpless and out of control. And her man in this situation will feel inadequate because he can't take her pain away. Men and women have very different coping strategies also.
Like, in what way?
Well, the women want to grieve openly and express their emotions and may become consumed with an effort to become pregnant, whereas the man tries to cope by trying to minimize the problem and wants to keep his feelings to himself and become part of a problem solver.
Do you think there's more shame for either sex when you see this in terms of, are you kind of talking to that a bit?
I think women still think that there's something wrong with them if they can't become pregnant.
So it's a rite of passage in this society in some way, or it's for a woman, it's to be expected?
Even in today's world, where women are very much out there in working in industry and shoulder to shoulder with their men, I think some of these feelings still remain. We're still stuck with them.
Okay, well, that leads us to kind of right into our next question. What would you say are the emotional impact of infertility on an individual or a couple?
Well, infertility can activate old hurts or old pain or old insecurities. A person or a couple can feel out of step with those around them. It's, you know, when you're trying to become pregnant, it seems like everybody else has no trouble with this, and you're the only one in that situation.
So people are making comparisons. They're saying, well, Mrs. Jones has 5 children. How come I can't perceive? Mr. Ed, is able to churn out babies left and right. He's got super sperm. And how come can't we?
Yeah, what's wrong with me? And they, you know, often they can get so focused on their effort to become pregnant that they get lost in this process, and they can get very isolated from their friends and their family and cut off from everything else that's going on around them.
Well, gee, it sounds like a heck of a lot of emotional trauma, to say the least. A lot of, I don't know about you, but I see couples very, very upset when it's first told. It's very traumatic, even for their parents as well, and grandparents or potential grandparents all get caught up in this, and there's a tremendous degree of stress, angst, and emotional kind of grieving. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Very much so. And then there's this whole emotional roller coaster that they go through, which is exaggerated if they're taking hormones. You know, that moment of hopefulness and excitement, and then disappointment when it doesn't happen.
You talked earlier in the show a little bit about stress and infertility when you talked about that mind-body connection. And I guess, which comes first sometimes, the chicken or the egg? Do you see stress or infertility coming first or second, or are they combined? Can you speak to that a bit?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, we have no doubt that infertility causes stress, and yet the research shows that depression in response to chronic stress and emotional upset contributes to infertility. In fact, we know that the male and female bodies show physiological changes in response to emotional upset. And if you want to talk about stress, we also have to talk about the stress of the financial expenditures that are part of this whole infertility treatment.
It's quite the industry, Dr. Kasman.
That
it
is.
It really is.
And there's also stress where they lose such spontaneity in their lives. Every part of their lives is on a schedule.
Mm-hmm. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Psyched Up. We're going to be right back with Dr. Kasman in just 1 second.
The following is a public service announcement. The Suffolk County Psychological Association, a professional association for psychologists in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. SCPA's mission is to promote the profession of psychology in Suffolk County through fellowship, education, and advocacy. Our members provide a wide variety of psychological services to individuals, couples, and families, including psychotherapy, counseling, and evaluations in their private practices, schools, hospitals, clinics, and universities. Our website has a searchable database to help you find a psychologist near you, one who treats a specific kind of problem, is in your insurance plan, or provides a specific type of treatment. In addition, the Pro Bono Committee has a list of psychologists who have volunteered to treat people without insurance for a reduced or no fee. For more information about SCPA, go to suffolkpsych.org. That's SUFFOLKPSYCH.org.
Welcome back to Psyched Up, Suffolk County Psychological Association's podcast. Today we're talking to Dr. Marlene Kasman, an expert in treating couples and infertility. We've been talking today about the many stressors that are involved in infertility, some of the issues that couples have to deal with, and we were talking a little bit about how can psychologists help with this and some of the stressors around infertility, and we're going to hand it back to Dr. Kasman.
Thank you. Coping with infertility is a little bit like dealing with a chronic illness. You don't really know how it's going to end up, but it consumes much of your time, your resources, and your energy. And I think that psychologists can help a couple cope better in a more supportive and a more cooperative manner. It's important that they reduce their stress. If we can help them improve their communication, they're going to be able to support each other and to help work together when they have decisions to make, and just a place to vent some of their feelings.
Mm-hmm. When, you know, I suppose it's not the stereotype when couples go away and they say, gee, we conceived. And what you're suggesting is that when a couple is away from it all, and we talked earlier in the show about looking around at all their friends, having to speak to their parents or the in-laws and compare and the doctors, and they kind of get away. Obviously, a vacation is a stress reduction kind of thing, and there are many ways to reduce stress, but I suppose that's one of the reasons why people do conceive on vacations.
Well, the research tells us that there are physiological reactions, so probably is true.
Certainly during when we have those blackouts, we've had or big nor'easters, that's for sure.
That's true.
Are there specific tools to be learned by either individuals or couples that you might suggest to our audience?
Well, stress reduction tools, communication, helping them to focus on areas of strength and control will help them to maintain that optimistic attitude, which seems to be most effective.
How about the couples? We don't want them to split. You know, sometimes couples can become blameful. They don't mean to be, but they're under a tremendous amount of pressure, as you've been suggesting throughout the show, in terms of cultural mores, women, you know, wanting to have babies, not knowing clearly at times. Couples sometimes don't get answers in terms of what the problem is. And do you see that couples at times, you know, can kind of grow apart or have some tension? And what would you suggest for that?
Absolutely. Because they have such different coping strategies, they don't really understand each other. So as the woman, and I don't remember if I said this, as the woman wants to grieve openly and wants to talk about her feelings, he tries to cope by minimizing the problem and keeping his feelings to himself and becoming more of a problem solver. So she just wants him to be there and to listen, and she may well feel abandoned at the time that she needs him the most.
So sometimes he goes into himself, which kind of leads us to our next question. You know, should couples or counseling continue? Well, obviously, should couples go into counseling, I guess, would be my first part of this question. And the second question would be, I suppose, if couples conceive, should they remain in counseling based upon if they've conceived and based upon the issues they may have experienced prior to conception and the kind of things we've been talking about?
I think it's very beneficial. First of all, issues related to infertility are going to remain even after the pregnancy is achieved. And the stresses to the relationship are still going to be there also. And then after they become pregnant, counseling can help them to address some of these issues before that new baby arrives on the scene, because there are going to be many, many changes in their relationship and stressors when that child arrives. And if they're prepared for them, that relationship and their parenting is going to be much better.
Well, that's great advice, quite frankly. We're going to have to close the show out in a second. And I guess, before we go, and you're listening again to Dr. Marlene Kasman, we certainly hope that you found the show informative and such. And again, you can go to the Suffolk County website to get additional information. But before we go, is there anything that you might want to add that we didn't touch on today that to couples or advice that you might want to give?
I think the most important thing is to work on their communication and to realize that this is a joint effort, and that even though they may have different approaches and different sets of feelings, the more that they can deal with them together, the better this process is going to work out.
Well, this is Dr. Richard Lesberg. I've been your host today for Psyched Up. I've had the pleasure, to say the least, of talking with Dr. Marlene Kasman about really a very interesting and emotionally charged subject in infertility. We certainly hope that you've enjoyed the show. We want to thank Dr. Kasman for coming on. And we hope you'll be looking for our next show on Psyched Up, sponsored by the Suffolk County Psychological Association. You think I got that right, Dr. Hasman?
It sounds good to me.
You can close it out. Say bye to everybody.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Suffolk County Psychological Association. Want to hear more? Check your podcast directories, iTunes, or you can go to www.suffolkpsych.org for more information about Psyched Up, the show that provides both answers and solutions to the most pressing psychological issues and problems in the field of psychology today. Thank you for listening.